The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7:16 now on this Veterans Day. I rarely do this, but I had to turn the game off and go to bed in the third quarter because it was like watching somebody get chewed out at work. It was just embarrassing for everybody, and I didn't feel the need to be part of that. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How you doing?
I thought about a couple of movies as I was watching. First was Jaws. In that, for Governor Landry, I thought, we're going to need a bigger liver tiger than we have now. And the other thing is, when I saw Jalen Milroe running down the field, I swear to God, it looked like Forrest Gump in that movie. It looked like Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump, didn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty at all. It really wasn't. And, you know, Jalen Milroe just, he had his way with LSU. I mean, the Tigers had no answer for it, and it was very disappointing. It was something that it was obviously the big concern, and I know LSU put together a game plan, and they talked about it, and they spent time for 2 weeks doing it, but I think, Tommy, it just comes down to the fact they don't have the players on defense to obviously stop a running quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can scheme it, they can game plan it, but the talent is just not there on the defensive side of the football. And on my last column for WWL.com, I picked Alabama to win this game. And obviously, I didn't expect it to be the margin that it was. I thought Alabama would win by a touchdown. I just thought in that second half of the Texas A&M game, some cracks in the foundation started to develop. Mm-hmm. And I thought Alabama can go into that game taking advantage of many of LSU's weaknesses, especially trying to stop the running quarterback. And Jalen Milroe is very, very good at it. Very good at it. And LSU just doesn't have the horses to try to stop someone like that is, you know, as big as him, as fast as him. And LSU was – and then LSU just continues to hurt themselves as well. I mean, the turnovers are really difficult. And that was my other concern going into this game, Tommy. I didn't know you were hoping that, as an LSU fan, that Nussmeier would bounce back from that performance against Texas A&M in the second half. But I was concerned a little bit about that, in that, you know, this is a guy going through this for the first time as a first-time starter, how he would bounce back. Can he just flush it? And I don't know. I think he's certainly someone now that's probably lost some confidence here, and they got to try to get him back right and get him in the right mental frame.
Definitely lost confidence. You know, to lose is one thing. To be embarrassed like that is another. And you can look at the Jalen Milroe thing where, you know, okay, maybe Texas A&M, you didn't know, you weren't prepared for that, but you had 2 weeks to prepare for this, and you just couldn't stop it. I guess that being said, Alabama had 2 weeks to look at the Texas A&M film and learn from that, right?
Yeah, I think that was that's a little bit a part of it. I just think it just goes down to LSU at the line. But this was a game that they missed Harold Perkins. Mm-hmm. They missed a guy as a freakish athlete as he is. I think this was the game that they really, really missed him. I don't know if it would have made a difference in whether LSU would win the game or not, but there was just too many times that once Milroe got past the line of scrimmage, there wasn't a linebacker that could make a play on him. Certainly LSU safeties couldn't make a play on him, and that was really disappointing. And I mean, during the broadcast, in the fourth quarter, I think Kirk Herbstreit hit this point a lot. The talent is just simply not there. It's just not there for LSU at this point. And it's disappointing because it's year three, but a lot of the year three of the Brian Kelly era, and a lot of this, Tommy, goes back to decisions that were made when Brian Kelly was first hired as far as who he had as his coaching staff. And not retaining a guy like Corey Raymond to make sure that you can continue the pipeline of great defensive backs coming into LSU. And
let me pick it up right there when
Brian Kelly decided to do something to go with a different person as your defensive backs coach, and not retaining him and not making Frank Wilson your recruiting coordinator right off the bat. And those are things, it's just amazing that decisions that were made 3 years ago are still, this team is still, this program is still trying to catch up on.
We're going to take a break, pick it up right there, and we come back talking to Jeff Palermo. Some excellent.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Points, 721 traffic now, WWL. 725 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director Tim Zimmer tells me that there is a scenario that LSU could be in the SEC championship game if they win out, if Georgia beats Tennessee, if South Carolina beats Missouri, and if Texas beats Texas A&M. Now, that to me is like a dog chasing a car. All right, you got it. What are you going to do with it? Tell me about LSU and Florida. With Florida coming up, I don't know anything about Florida's quarterback. Can he run?
Well, he's a third-string quarterback, Tommy, from Yale. He's a transfer from Yale.
So he's smart.
No, he's not. He's not Jalen Milroe. Can he run? No, this is a game that LSU should win. I was a little surprised looking at the point spread. I looked at it today. I think the Tigers are only favored by 4.5, 5.5 points, something like that. I mean, this is not a very good Florida team. I mean, they were uncompetitive. Well, heck, LSU was uncompetitive as well against Alabama, but Florida was the same way. This is a program that's got a lot of issues at this point. It appears that they're sticking with Billy Napier at least through the 2025 season. But this is a game. This is a get-right game, as they like to call it in football, or really in sports, when you're going through a tough time and now you're taking on an opponent that you should be able to beat. So this is an opportunity for the defense to get a little more to get back on track, for Garrett Nussmeier to get back on track, try to establish a running game, give the ball to Caden Durham a few more times this Saturday and see what happens, so he can get a little bit more balanced on offense. Hopefully he can hit a big play with Chris Hilton. Just certain things that have been really lacking with this team. You got an opportunity to go into the swamp on Saturday afternoon and get those things accomplished.
Jeff, you know, I wanted to talk to you about this. It seems like when you talk about parity, especially with the big programs, the transfer portal, and if you look at the upsets that happen every weekend, I think, I guess you'd call them upsets, and the shakeups that go on among the top 10 teams, I think that's a result of the transfer portal and how you can get a lot better in a season, or maybe not so much. So what does Brian Kelly, he's in year three, and I'm looking at your story here of a 10-year contract? How much is it? $100 million? It's crazy.
Yeah, it's worth more than $100 million.
So how do you – I know you talked earlier about going back to the decisions that was made when he first came in. How does LSU catch up and try to turn this team around and get the talent that you're talking about that they don't have on defense right now?
Well, it's going to have to come through the transfer portal. They got a good recruiting class shaping up for 2025. It's going to be a top five recruiting class. But you also have to figure that it's going to take a couple of years for those guys to really become – I mean, there might be one or two guys out of that class that certainly make an impact on next year's team. But that class is not really going to really show its strength or how well it is or how good it is until 2027, 2028. And LSU fans are not going to have that patience. So they're going to have to go big into the transfer portal. They're going to have to go in there and get about 7 or 10 players. And I'm talking about impact players. This past year, Tommy, in the offseason, they got about 4, right? I mean, Xavier Thomas is one of them. CJ Daniels is another one. But they didn't get – Gio Paez is another one. Mm-hmm. But they didn't get a ton of – they're going to have to do better than that in the transfer portal this time around. They got to get about 7 or 10 players. I was watching the Ole Miss-Georgia game, and Ole Miss looked so good on defense Saturday in Oxford against the Bulldogs. And a lot of these guys are transfer guys, transfer portal guys. And early on in the season, yeah, it didn't they weren't a unit yet. They weren't together just quite yet. But now they're playing like they should, and LSU's got to hit the transfer portal hard to try to turn this thing around quickly.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk to you again during the week. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Coming up, we'll take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, and what the economy could look like under the newly elected administration. 7:30, time for WWL First News.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.